the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Right, I got this from Kay. It arrived on Friday afternoon. It says, good morning, Eric. I was looking at the traffic earlier this morning, and I'm showing from I-294 to Lakeshore Drive at 44-minute drive time. This is Friday.
Okay.
Just wondering if anyone won the contest that you had Melissa pick before the 4th of July. I believe I picked today's date. That would be Friday for the contest. Thanks, Kay.
Right.
Now, I'm trying to remember. It was like when the pandemic started. And everybody immediately stayed home, and you could see tumbleweeds rolling through downtown Chicago as nobody was showing up. And there was some type of discussion, I'm trying to remember the specifics, as to when a certain point A to a certain point B would reach a certain time level, which was close to the old world we used to live in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, those are all general terms. Do you remember the specifics?
I do.
Okay.
So we were talking about how, like you said, how light the traffic was. Mm-hmm. And then there was, let's take guesses on when the first.
Everything I just said. Right, but do you remember the times?
Yes.
Right.
So it was the first time that I report traffic being 40 minutes on the Stevenson.
Stevenson we select. Okay.
Okay. And if it was done, it was we were going to do it at the end of June. Okay.
We had everybody pick dates as to whether or not what day it would return to that level.
Exactly.
All right.
And we did that all during the list, and if they got it right, then they would win a prize.
Okay. Now, Kay claims that she got it right, that it was 44 minutes on Friday. What was Friday's date?
July 31st?
That was her guess. Kay was July 31st.
July 31st she chose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody here? I wasn't here Friday. Was it 44 minutes? Can we confirm that?
You know, I actually think that Friday was busy. There might have been an accident, so she might have gotten it because of that. Does that count?
We said 44 minutes.
Okay.
Circumstances be damned.
Okay.
And was she the first one? Like, did we have any other the other two people pick dates earlier?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Julie picked July 13th, but there wasn't traffic then.
Okay.
And then Laura picked September 7th.
Okay, so. Well then I think Kay's probably right.
Yep. Exactly.
Kay actually picked the right day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating.
That's kind of weird,
crazy.
Right?
Wow.
She's smart to have picked a Friday, I guess.
She definitely should play the lottery.
Yeah.
All right, so we're giving Kay a prize for that, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. We have her phone number, so we'll get in contact.
Perfect.
With her.
Did we agree to any specific prize? Do you have that written down?
Did we
say that you would come to her house and cook her dinner or something like that?
Well, I didn't say that. I think that we could give her any kind of prize that you want. What are you looking for?
Well,
looking
I don't know. I'm not worried about that now. I'm asking if we had any specific type of prize that we guaranteed them during this bit.
We just set a prize.
All right, we're in the clear.
Yep.
All right, Kay, you're absolutely right. Thank you for paying attention to things we'd long forgotten. And it paid off for you. Yeah, Taylor Swift, she's over. Has been. Huge
totally.
Hack. Career is on the downslide. Better start drinking. Kelsey Ballerini texted Taylor Swift, said, all right, I'm going to sit down and listen to Folklore, but I'm going to drink during it, so... what am I doing? Am I tequila shooting this? Am I red wining it? What am I doing? And Taylor responded, red wine, buckle up. By the way, what percentage of adults say they love red wine? What do you think? I have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
68%.
All right.
40%?
All right.
47.5%?
30%.
That's it?
40%. Top three answers on what you should be drinking while listening to this. I like how this is going to go, Bill.
Good scotch on the rocks.
Scotch on the rocks. Not a bad choice. Kevin, throw it out there.
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. You can never go wrong. Had a couple this weekend. All right, you might need a little bit of this, Yvonne.
You need coffee because it's so slow it puts you to sleep.
Coffee. Coffee. Self-explanatory. A little bit of what, Mike?
Nice tall glass of chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
What?
Chocolate milk. In at number three while listening to Cardigan. From Taylor Swift. Pour yourself a glass of what, Janet?
NyQuil.
NyQuil. Got it.
Oh, my God.
And number two, Woody, you got to have a little what?
A big brown bottle of arsenic.
Arsenic. There we go.
Oh,
finally.
My God.
In at number one, you sit down to listen to Taylor Swift. You better have what ready, Josh?
I'd say a tall glass of Clorox, please.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
That was tough.
See?
See? Listen to you. You've turned them, Whip.
Tall glass of Clorox bleach.
That's who we're researching right there.
I don't think we're recommending that, but hey, whatever you got to do, Josh. It's time for our Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. The results. The internet's asking a question this morning. That's right. Right. Wah. Up. Let me ask Zach a question. Hi, Zach.
Hi, how's it going?
Do you occasionally like to enjoy a drink, Zach?
Every day.
Be a lettuce kind of guy.
Yeah,
now,
hi, Zach.
Let me ask you this, because the internet asked us this question, Zach. How much money would it take for you not to drink for a year?
Oh! $1 million.
$1 million.
I love that.
$1 million bucks you would need to not drink for a year. You love it that much, huh?
I need it that much.
Well,
if you had
the larger issues at play there. I appreciate the answer, Zach. $1 million. That's what the internet asked. How much money would it take for you to not drink for a year? Like you, Melissa.
Yeah, I would do it for a lot less.
On January 1, if the internet came to you and said, listen, we'll cut you a check right now, but you cannot have a drink the whole year long. How big would that check have to be?
I mean, I'd probably do it for like $5,000.
$5,000.
Oh, bargain.
$5,000. Whip.
I mean, I would do it for cheap.
Whip doesn't even like to drink.
Yeah, I'd probably do it for $18.
$18.
Yep.
Violetta.
I've been
Violetta
doing some...
covers all of Whip and Melissa's drinks for them.
Yep. Well, I've been doing some math. I started at $500,000 to see how much that'd be per day that I'd be getting for the whole year.
Right.
And that was a lot. So then I dwindled it down to about $100,000.
$100,000. Yeah. So if somebody cut you a check for $100,000.
Yeah, about $280 a day, basically getting paid to not drink.
Wow. Wow, $280 a day. Interesting.
Yeah.
We asked 10 people off the air.
Yeah.
Anybody going to ask me?
Oh, yeah. How long?
No.
Look at all of you like, all right, we've done our parts.
I didn't think you had a price on this one.
You drink every day. Yeah.
No, I don't.
I thought you drank every day.
Oh, God, no. What am I?
Really?
Violetta?
Okay.
No.
Okay. People.
No.
You got your watering hole you like to go to.
What?
You've got your favorite bar.
Well, everybody's
you
got
like
a favorite bar.
Ben
do you think?
Bradley and all that. Don't you do
what?
That a lot?
You know, he is.
A lot?
I thought
like
you did.
Twice a year, maybe?
Oh,
really?
Come on. Twice a year?
You really imagined things in.
I did. Wow.
Melissa imagines a lot. She's like, remember when we used to go to breakfast every
day?
No,
did.
We didn't.
We used to go like almost every day.
That never
every
happened.
Day?
Downstairs. Almost every day downstairs.
That never happened. So you're what? Imagining things.
No, I'm not.
You are drunk. We
not.
Asked 10 people.
What's your
way,
price?
My number would be, I don't even need, I would do it for $35,000.
Whoa.
You want to know how much that is per day?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And divide that by 365.
Oh, I've been dividing by 350.
Well, it should be even easier now at $35,000.
Yeah,
the number
that's
just
true.
Got a lot easier.
That's true.
It's your basic math.
I don't know. I think it's about $97.
We spoke to 10 people off the air and asked them how much, you know, and these are the occasional drinkers, how much would it take for you to not drink all year? What kind of check would it cost? Or how much would it cost? What do you think the number was? Anybody throw out an answer? Remember, Zach said $1 million.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
$75,000.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000.
$500,000.
Oh, yeah.
Shut
and
Swanee
said that most of the people are like, oh my God, are you crazy?
Right? Oh my God.
No
oh
number
God.
High enough.
Oh my God.
$500,000. See what the pandemic's done to us? We have a problem. A big, big problem. 312-233-1019. Prince William recently doing an interview asked what's the worst gift he's ever given to Kate. And he settled on a pair of binoculars, which I think sounds like a tremendous gift. Nothing says I love you like a pair of binoculars. Who has received the worst possible gift? 312-233-1019. Our phone line's jammed. Bear with us. Swanee will get to you here shortly. He's working his way through you. Hi, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Worst possible gift ever.
It was my 10th wedding anniversary, and I got a blue Northwestern Oxford button-up shirt.
Oh, go Cats!
What?
Are you a Northwestern alum?
I am.
Ah, that's nice.
It's perfect for you.
you probably already have some.
So I'm guessing the issue is that it was for your anniversary. Had you received it as just a gift on a Tuesday, you would have been happy with it.
Very true. Very
okay.
True.
All right.
10th anniversary.
Yeah, 10th wedding anniversary, you get a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I believe that's what it is. It's like 5 years is paper, 7 year is like uranium, and I believe 10 year is pullover Oxford.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cotton.
I think so. 312-233-1019. Hi, Jillian.
Hi.
Worst possible gift ever.
I received for Christmas a pottery set and some yarn.
Ah, pottery and yarn.
Whoa.
Who'd you receive them from?
My boyfriend at the time.
And were you into pottery, or did he just want to have you into pottery?
He just wanted to have me into pottery.
I bet he did. I bet he did.
Okay. Wait, what?
Worst possible gift, Tom?
Yeah, I received a spice rack, and I don't cook.
A spice rack.
What?
Okay. Human as far as the eye can see. So much paprika, you'll never run out.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Who gave you that?
I got that from my wife.
Yeah.
So
maybe that was
more
of a hint gift. A hint gift, saying maybe I want you in the kitchen a little bit more. The worst possible gift ever received, Deb.
I received chrome rims for my Envoy for Christmas.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All tricked out, the Envoy.
I returned them.
Yeah. Had you requested chrome rims?
No.
Nice.
Not at all.
Nice. But you look badass in line at school.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Worst possible gift.
A space heater for Christmas.
Oh, man. I might like that around here this morning. And who was it from?
It was from my husband.
Had you been having furnace issues?
No, not at all. We got a new deck, and he thought that it would be fun for me to sit outside in the snow with the space heater on my new deck.
It'd be fun for you to go outside in the snow while I stayed here and watch TV in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Sonia. Oh, geez, that sounds great. Hi, Sonia. Worst possible gift.
I got a vacuum.
And who was that from?
Right.
Oh, it was our first Christmas together. It was from my husband. We've been married for 15 years, but
nice.
I didn't think he'd make it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was one of those sweet-ass vacuums.
Wow.
You received what as a gift? Hi there, Bonnie.
I received for Christmas 1 year some clothing from my husband.
Nice.
They were maternity clothes.
Oh.
I was not pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Wait, is that just like a hint?
It's just a problem of not reading the tags.
You know? Oh, come on. You know when you're in the maternity section at the store with a big giant sign that says maternity?
No, you guys don't know nothing.
Maybe it got moved to another rack. We don't know.
Right.
I don't think so.
We don't read the signs.
Right. And finally, Renee. Hi, Renee.
For my first wedding anniversary, I received a scale.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Are you still married?
Is that like the freshman 15? You go away to college your first year, you gain 15. Your first year of being married, you gain 15. Is that what it is?
Something like that. And I'm a weight-sensitive woman, so I haven't let him live it down.
Oh, so you're still married.
You let him live.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
So sweet.
No.
It's really the thought that counts. Yeah, overheard in Chicago. Says, when your girl texts you, hey, can you pick me up from O'Hare? And you have to pretend you fell asleep at 5:42. Oh, jeez, I was asleep. I didn't see that. Oh sorry.
I'm glad
you got an Uber, though. That's cool. Now, at what point in the relationship do the airport pickups and drop-offs stop?
Oh, my God.
All right, now watch. Hang on, John. We're going to get to you in a second. Now, Lisa, don't say anything. I just want to ask you a couple questions first, okay?
Okay.
All right. How long have you been married?
Just over 20 years.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, Melissa, Lisa has been married 20 years. Yes or no, Melissa, does Lisa's husband pick her up at the airport? Yes or no?
Well, Lisa, because of the sound of your voice, I'm going to say yes.
Webb?
No.
Violetta?
Yes.
Lisa, what's the answer?
Yes, he does.
Aha!
Oh.
Aha.
You got him trained.
Now, does he pick you up under duress? Like pressure from you?
No.
Like you demand, like, pick me up, I get in at this time, or does he voluntarily do it?
Voluntarily does.
Oh, sweet.
He's going to pick me up. Yeah.
Look at that.
He's a good one.
Do you ever offer up, no, I'll just get a cab, I can get an Uber. No, don't worry about it.
No.
No. So maybe he kind of knows. There's an accepted, you know.
Yeah, oh, and, just what they do.
Lisa, do you pick him up?
No.
Oh my gosh. Chivalry.
No, he's on his own.
Not an equal partner.
John.
I realized it was the third trip to the airport because my wife could not pack light.
Aha, that's when you say I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I go on a three-day trip. It's three shirts, three underwear, three pairs of socks. That's all. Three shorts. That's all I need.
Right. That's exactly right.
Three underwears. Yeah,
that's all we need. Just, you know, three shirts, three pair of socks, three underwears.
We're good to go.
Mixed Morning Mindbender. 10 most common fears parents pass down to their kids. I didn't know you could pass down a fear, but you can. Oh. The number one being a fear of what, Jen?
Clowns.
No. Oddly, that doesn't even make the top 10. I don't know how that's possible.
Not possible.
Oh, really?
I don't know how that's possible, Jen.
No, I agree.
Number one fear passed down, Sherry?
Spiders.
Exactly right.
Oh.
A fear of spiders is the number one fear, most common fear parents pass down to their kids. Sherry, any fear of spiders for you?
Yes, the big one.
The big one.
With daddy long legs, I'm okay with. I'll pick them up by their legs and throw them outside, but the other ones, I don't.
The other ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other ones.
They are gross. Like
tarantulas? Random tarantulas on the loose, that kind of thing. Yeah. They spoke to 4,000 parents. Discovered that 89% worried about their children developing the same fears as them. More than half revealed their children had already developed the same phobia. Number one, arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. What do you think it was, Melissa?
I wasn't, for some reason, I wasn't quite thinking along those lines. I was thinking, like, my mom put a fear in me of a man who would, like, not quit his job, you know, not work, like, being careful.
Like a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Like fear finding a deadbeat.
Let me check.
Like fear of a deadbeat guy.
Fear of deadbeat. No, it doesn't seem to make it.
No? That's not there?
No, it's not in there. No fear of deadbeats. any others you thought made the list?
Like flying?
Flying, fear of flying. In at number five, Whip. Yep.
Your mom's afraid
of flying. You can see how nervous she is. Your dad is afraid. Then you're more than likely going to have some unease.
Naturally, that's something to be scared of.
Okay.
Violetta, did you have one that Vera and Bronco have passed down to you?
I was thinking fear of water, but I feel like
fear
I overcame that.
No, that's on her. And at number 10, aquaphobia, which I believe is also a band that Billie Eilish used to be in.
Yeah.
Your top 10 phobias parents pass on to the kids. Fear of spiders, number one. Fear of social situations at number two.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Fear of heights, number three. Mm-hmm. Fear of dogs.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yes.
Yeah. My mom's so scared of dogs.
You're scared of dogs. Flying at number five. Fear of dentists at number six. Fear of large crowds at number seven. Fear of snakes way down there at number eight. The fear of failure at number nine.
I was thinking that, too.
And a fear of water at number 10. In at number 672, a fear of deadbeats.
Oh. I'm serious, though. So serious.
Any other strange fears your parents might have had that even now kind of affect you to some degree? You look back and go, man, remember Mom was always afraid of blank. You know, deadbeats, spiders, and what other fears? 312-233-1019. Passed on to you or you're passing on to your kids, Melissa?
Fear of germs.
Now, are you passing that on or did your mom or dad pass it on to you?
My mother passed it to me and I passed it my daughter.
Oh, wow. So it's multi-generational fear of germs. What a time to have that.
Right. How's it going right now for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Leading to Donna's fear. Donna, was it passed on to you or did you pass it on?
I passed it on to my daughter because she's mentioned it a couple times. It's a fear of dying.
Dying.
You actually sit there and think, in 20 years, how old am I going to be? How old are the kids going to be? Am I going to see them when I'm married?
Right. Well, how much do I have left in me? Heck? What do I have left in the tank?
You don't want to live like that.
Well, you know, some people do, Melissa. Mike.
I don't know,
but... Tornadoes.
Fear of tornadoes. Was that passed on to you or did you pass it on?
Apparently, I passed it on to my daughter. We just had this conversation with my wife last night.
Really?
Yeah, we had some storms moving through, and she was trying to decide what toys she needed to bring with her to the basement.
Oh, I got to plan it out. Yep. I have that fear a little bit, because when I was a kid, my grandpa used to make us go into the cellar, which was scary.
Yeah.
When inclement weather rolled through central Illinois, which was often.
Okay, right. Well, you definitely needed to do that.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Strange fear your mom passed on to you?
Well, she actually didn't pass it on to me. My grandmother was afraid of Jell-O when it first came out.
Right.
And then my mom was afraid of Jell-O
right.
because it jiggled and they didn't understand it.
Strange, strange physics at play that you can't just process in, you know, in your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have the same fear?
I do not have the same fear because as I was a child, my mom started making a lot of Jell-O so that I would not be afraid of it.
Right, you got to conquer your fears.
That's
tackle
it.
Them head on right That's there, it. Jell-O. You ever throw fruit in there?
I do not throw fruit in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got
I don't
to
like
put
that.
Some
whipped cream on top.
You know what? Speaking of Jell-O, my brother and his fiance just bought me a like a full life-size Jenga. That has Jell-O shots
yes.
in it.
Yeah, the drinking
yeah.
Jenga. That's the
drinking
new version.
Jenga.
Right.
I'm very excited about that.
You better use
you
that.
Should bring
up.
That in.
I haven't tried it yet. You know what's interesting too? I don't like clowns, but I also will confess, I'm not crazy. I'm a little uneasy with Colonel Sanders.
Oh.
Which one?
The KFC. Well, all of them. And I think that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the first one was a little creepy, but the chicken was good, so you could overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put all those other creepy KFC colonels, you
and
know,
they
where
look
everybody
plasticky.
Where everybody was playing the role
all
of the colonel,
yeah,
and it's only
actors,
made
yeah.
it so much worse.
I know. It's funny because I saw a commercial last night, and they have gone back to this like really old fashioned, just plain Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's like. Oh, it's just a real old-fashioned like voice. He's like, "Oh,
yeah.
come to Kentucky
I saw that
Fried
one.
Chicken."
Yeah, it looks like
it's just like
they don't say Kentucky Fried Chicken though. It's all KFC.
KFC,
now.
But yeah, but I mean, it's so old-fashioned sounding. It's weird how they're going the complete opposite way.
You can't complain that we're not trying to understand you and please you and do what's necessary if you don't tell us.
That's right.
Right.
Then you know what? It's on you.
Yeah,
I get that.
It's on you.
I agree. That's fair enough.
312-233-1019. Demi Moore. Put together what they describe as a steamy new podcast, which is creepy, and it helps men to have more awareness of what pleases a woman. We prefer to not hear it from Demi Moore.
Right.
We prefer to hear it from you. I got a text from my buddy Paulie, who obviously knows women, because he answered this. Sophie, what pleases a woman?
Money. In her bank account.
Cash. Cold hard cash.
Oh.
Cold hard
okay.
cash.
That wasn't my right. answer, but I get it.
What pleases a woman, Denise?
Sleeping until my alarm goes off.
Sleeping. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we have cash and sleeping.
Okay.
What pleases a woman, Jess?
When I get home from work, just leave me alone.
Leaving you alone. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Cash, sleeping, and leave you alone. We can do two of those three really easy.
Oh, come on.
In fact, we have
you
no problem with
the
it
third one too.
We have no problem with them whatsoever. But is that really truly the best you can do? Is that really truly the best answers you have?
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie to you, ladies. Guys come up with much better answers than you do.
I know. Oh, you're like just getting feisty over
no,
there.
No, if I ask the guys, I just know the guys who listen to the show would give.
Totally. They'd be like a home-cooked
right,
meal
they would have
with
it all
this,
figured out. They would have it all figured out. Kind of half-assing your way through this.
What?
Which really is
fighting words.
No, which really is kind of on you, not us.
I
that's
mean,
fine.
I would,
if that, if Sophie, Denise, and Jess
real.
Are right, fine. No problem. Then there's no complaining after the fact.
Well, women are just being real, and you guys tend to be sarcastic and all that stuff. So
no, I think guys just specifically know exactly what they want, and then we are mad at them because we might not be that.
I don't know. Common knowledge, 230, My 50 Chicago. This guy. Done it all.
Yeah. He's
been
everywhere.
Been in NSYNC, been in movies, hosted game shows,
yep.
been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Exactly.
He has done it all.
Nonstop.
Hello this morning to Joey Fatone. Hi, Joey.
Good morning. I try to be the jack of all trades. I attempt. I'm not the perfect, though. I'm
you
not
have
perfect.
Been successful at it. No question about it. Is this one of your most fulfilling jobs while hosting game shows? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, actually, I do enjoy it, believe it or not. You know, I just love entertaining in general. And I think, you know, after doing Dance with the Stars, you know, of course, being with NSYNC, you're labeled, you know, you're boy band, you're in this. And then when people saw me do Dance with the Stars and saw the things, they saw that I actually had a personality along with just
you know, being with a group.
Sure.
So when I started hosting these gigs, I guess people just enjoyed what I do. And for me, I honestly take the simple approach. I'm not trying to be like, hey, everybody. You know.
Oh, my.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's
yeah,
all we do.
Not
like a radio guy. Yeah. You don't want to do that. Of all the stuff that you've done, of all of it, Joey, from NSYNC to being in the movies to all these things, do you recall a time in your career where you were ever nervous? Like you're nervous before you went on stage with NSYNC, or you're nervous before you host a game show? Or
all the time.
Really?
No, I think it's all the time. I think that's a good thing about having a little bit of a nervousness going on. A lot of times I've been like the first performances of like, you know, the first tour going out. Even when we did Common Knowledge, the first, you know, first day on the job, you know, getting the kinks out. And you know, you want to be perfect, but it's so funny. You really got to think. We were all doing it all together, meaning like even if somebody messed up, it's okay because it was a new show that we were still kind of getting the kinks out and trying to figure it out. Now we're, I think, in season three in a sense, and we're excited that, of course, it's going to be held in syndication and hopefully it remains. But, you know, we're just excited that people, you know, more and more people are out there to see the show. We're excited about it. But, like, again, can I just play myself? You know, what you see is what you get. I try not to sugarcoat anything. I mean, again, you know, you got to kind of keep with the rules and everything of the game. But other than that, they let me have free range, which is fun.
So now, for those people that might not be familiar with the concept of Common Knowledge, how would you describe it?
It's basically a show that asks those practical, everyday questions that everyone should know. Keyword is should, is what we like to say. So, you know, it's like questions like, you know, mixed nuts, should they go in the fridge or shouldn't? Or how can you tell if a watermelon is ripe? If you see like a yellow spot on it, how do you know? And it's really great. Again, two teams of three, and they get a chance to win about $10,000. They're not breaking the bank or anything, but a lot of times, you know, these people, you know, maybe want to pay some bills off, mm-hmm. or, you know, sometimes it's a family that's on the show and they want to take the whole family on a vacation and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool to be able to just have fun with these kind of games, with these questions, and then win some money.
Has there ever been a time while hosting it that you have looked at a question, you're getting ready to read it, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God, I don't think I know if I know the answer to this?
Oh, no, that's almost every damn question.
Yeah. I love it.
It's crazy because I go over like the questions just because I want to see if I know the words. Certain words I may not be able to spell, so I want them to spell it phonetically in the prompter. So I really don't go over the actual questions and the answers. I skim through them just to see the words. I don't necessarily really pay attention to the question itself. So when I'm up there, I really don't know the answers. But it's really funny when I do know the answer, I have to kind of keep it inside and I shut my mouth. But then it's funny when somebody answers it wrong and I'm like, I know the answer. I don't know it.
I think how much you know now, too, after doing all these.
Oh, no, I don't. It goes one ear and out the other. I do six shows a day, Monday through Friday, is what we shoot. We shot 130 episodes in about 4.5 weeks.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot.
Sounds exhausting.
It is a lot.
Exhausting.
That's why people are always like, oh, that's easy. You can do that. You know, you do one show a day and that's it. I'm like, no. Try six a day and you're constantly changing your suit. You're constantly getting things thrown at you. And then you got to try to be cool and happy and fun with all the contestants. So, yeah. Good luck.
So you can see Common Knowledge. It's at on at 2:30 on My 50 Chicago here every afternoon. Have you been in contact with any of the guys? You know who I'm talking about, the guys.
Yeah, I've been with AJ and Howie and Nick and all them. They're great. Those guys are great. Yeah. Yes.
Are they jealous of your career?
No, gosh, no. No, with those guys, it's great. You know, I mean, I'm definitely doing better than all of them except for Justin, probably. That's the only one I could say.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I'm teasing. For me, it's, you know, again, we're all still friends. I mean, we still talk to each other. We still do a merchandise deal that we have together, you know, so there's NSYNC products and stuff that we still put out there. So we have to approve everything. So we're always on, you know, conversation with each other almost at least every other week, sometimes if not, sometimes two, three times a week or a day, depending on what we need to get done.
Justin, who's that? I don't know who that is. Nobody knows
I don't know who you're talking about.
Do you guys still send each other, like, you know, Christmas cards around the holidays, birthday cards, get each other gifts?
Never did. We send text messages.
Yeah.
We send text messages.
Yeah.
You ever go to karaoke with them?
It's been a while, but I've been to many, many karaoke nights. There's actually someone on YouTube, if you look, me and Lance are, I think, probably a little intoxicated at Cat's Meow in
in New Orleans. I think there's a video of us singing karaoke or something like that.
Cats meow in New Orleans. I'm going to search that one out now.
For sure.
That one? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, I know this is kind of random, but like 4 years ago, you were in a Fall Out Boy Demi Lovato video for Irresistible, right? You know those guys? Are those guys friends of yours? How did that all come about?
We've known Pete and a couple, you know, the other guys and stuff like that. But Pete went. I guess they were coming up with an idea of the video, and they were working with Wayne Isham, who worked on our videos, a lot of our videos. So I guess they might have came up with this idea of saying, you know, how funny it would be, like, for instance, you know, the bobbleheads or the marionette heads are going out, and these new bobbleheads for Fall Out Boy. And then it was odd that Demi Lovato was in the video, and how that, I'm not really sure how Demi or why Demi came all into it, but I guess obviously she was working in the store, so they had me working in the store and Chris as well. So it was kind of fun. It was just a fun. It was like almost like a handing the baton down to another group that has a toy per se, but it's a bobblehead. But I guess it was kind of the idea of it. But it was fun. It was cool.
You have done so much stuff. It's Joey Fatone. Make sure you check him out on Common Knowledge. That's 2:30 in the afternoon on My 50 Chicago every weekday. Joey, thanks for your time. It's great catching up with you.
You too. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Joey Fatone. The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.